You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Maybe another song of the summer. So many good songs that we've had that you could probably put in that category recently. Karu and Mika with Jaywalk. Karu is playing this weekend at Lerm World 4, which is happening at Whammy Bar. We have got Liam, aka Lerm, in the studio. Kia ora, Liam. How are you this morning?
Awesome. Thanks, Rachel. Thanks for having me.
No, nice to have you up here. Tell us a wee bit about Lerm World. What's the kaupapa? This is your fourth in Tāmaki, but you've run a few in Pōneke as well. What's it all about?
So, like, the easiest way to explain Lerm World was I really like fast music. I was a real big techno head, but techno in New Zealand has a real weird connotation. It's like a lot of older guys from Europe that go real techno music.
Yeah, right.
And it gets a little bit boring because Kiwis like a little bit of bass. They like fast stuff too. So I was kind of like, why don't we just do a night that's like anything over 140 BPM?
Nice.
We stick a little bit, we go away from garage, away from drum and bass, things that Kiwis are used to, and it's kind of like promoting things like electro, breakbeat, juke, footwork. A little bit, like a lot of techno as well, because I can't get away from it. I love it.
Yeah,
silly
yeah.
trance edits. I'll like occasionally play like some Rihanna sets in the middle of it. Like just silliness, fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Staying like, because you can't be pretentious when you're sweating.
No.
And fast music makes you sweat a lot. And we've done a lot of stuff in Whammy, and it's real sweaty, so yes. It's real good.
The one silver lining of COVID is all the aircon units that have been put into various bars, but still when the BPM is high, even that can't combat the sweat pit, that's for sure.
Yeah, 160 is hard to stay dry.
Yes. Yeah. I feel like you just have to embrace it at this time of year in Auckland anyway. Like, it is sweaty wherever you go, so you might as well just really lean into it and just enjoy it, be amongst a bunch of people dancing. So that's quite a nice catch-all that you've got there. I like a kind of broad parameter because it does make people think about what they're going to play, but it still gives them freedom to be themselves or to experiment with what they're trying to do. How have you kind of gone about finding people to play Loom World? I mean, there's a really cool selection for this one that's coming up this weekend. How do you kind of pick your lineups?
So it can either be really thought out or it can be not thought out at all. So nice. I'm like, obviously the first one, I didn't have much money. Well, I still don't, but yeah. I just grabbed some friends that I knew would be fun, really high energy. It wasn't like I was looking for the best DJs or anything. Not saying we've got some amazing DJs.
Totally.
And we've had some phenomenal ones, like Current Bias at our last gig, like one of my favorite people in New Zealand. They can do such a range. Same with like Clay Lewis. And then this lineup's cool. But just kind of people that I think are going to bring a really high energy and
totally.
Going to play into it, because one thing I hated when going to gigs and like just anywhere in New Zealand is that semicircle people form. Mm. So like the Phys Ed boys did a great job of like bringing stages into the middle, making people immersive. So I was like, let's do that with faster music, because that's what it is. We
totally.
Don't want people standing there with their arms closed. And
yeah.
Everyone who's come has been like, it's been really accepting. It's been real fun. It's been real fast. And that's just kind of what we're trying to do.
So does that mean you're sticking the decks in the middle of the
room?
Yeah,
we'll do. It really depends on the room. Since we've got both rooms in Whammy this weekend, they'll definitely be in the middle.
Excellent.
Yeah, because it'll just be fun.
Use
We've
that space.
Got Freya Burnett, who is doing her master's in art. I can't remember exactly. She likes, I think, tinfoil and tinsels are one of her main
Sick.
Mediums. So she did a big, like, tinsel stage thing last time, and I got a strobe light that was way too big. I got told off by Whammy, and we had to turn it off at the end because it was like going off the tinsel around the room.
Oh,
and this
my
poor
god
girl. Yeah, but anyway,
too
that's
much.
Not gonna happen this time. We've reined it back, but yeah, it's fully immersive. It's really fun, really fast. We've had a lot of people come through and like not actually, which has been really cool, not experienced like much, like told me it's their first electronic music gig, which I'm like,
that's
this
awesome.
Is a crazy type of music for, this is jumping in the deep end, but I'm like, thank you for coming. And they were like, yeah, the posters and stuff seemed accessible. Like, yeah, it's just about having fun, being a bit silly,
totally, yeah.
not taking ourselves seriously. Like, me and Johnny from Phys Ed played a back-to-back at the end of the last one. We may have had a few too many beers, but we played the Mint Chicks over an old Burial song. So,
oh, fabulous. Now, that sounds like a very good night out. I do love your posters as well. This beautiful, forlorn, crying pig is really gorgeous.
Yeah, we've got to thank my girlfriend for that one. I was like, can you do a pig with a balaclava? It didn't look very well, so we got a crying pig, which I think is even better.
It is even better. Tell us a wee bit about who is playing. Obviously, Karu, who we just heard there, but you said maybe a slight different set from Karu this
so
time.
So we're gonna get not really a garage set from Karu, because one of my things is there's a lot of garage in New Zealand. It kind of comes with that D&B territory as well. Nothing, not anything wrong with it, but I'm trying to do something slightly different.
Yeah,
a whole lot of freedom. I pretty much say play over 140 high energy. So I think Karu is gonna come in with some footwork, maybe even some
Sweet.
electro, so it'll be a bit of a different experience from them, which I'm really excited to see. And I've put some people on there, so there'll be like some more floory to the floor vibes mm-hmm. in one room, and then there'll be some more like still a little bit of floory to the floor, because it's hard for me and my friends to get away from that.
Yeah.
But there is going to be some footwork, some one like some breaks, some juke, just whatever, even some gabba.
Yeah.
I'm a big gabba advocate. I
Excellent.
Think we should bring hard dance back. It's definitely making waves in other places. It's silly, it's fun. Maybe not a whole set of hard dance, but there'll definitely be
some. A bit of gabba is a good time,
I told
think.
Karu, maybe we get Karu playing a gabba track. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I reckon. I feel like Karl would be up for that. You've got Nana Jan.
She's from Basement, so
Sweet.
She's a dear friend of mine, Anna, and she loves to play like jungle tech, so like silly Austin Powers edits into jungle, like lots
Beautiful.
Of silliness from that. And then who else do we have? I should remember this.
Gentlewoman?
Oh, so that is a friend of mine. They've played a few shows. I'm Eleanor, and they're awesome. Techno vibes, they're going to start the night off, will be really good. We've got Vitamin Cos, who's a friend of mine. Big Silly Energy, Trancy Energy, set it off good. We've got Copa 909, who are like our New Zealand version of X Club. I called them the home brand version of X Club the other day. They didn't love it, but they're very good. They're awesome. They bring that NAM energy to Auckland, and we love it.
You've also got Oil Grace. You're going back-to-back with Dishwasher as well. Robbie going back-to-back with Winlove. And you've got LAW going back-to-back with DJ Sweat.
No, just LAW now. We've had to make a slight change, but DJ Sweat will still be there dancing.
Fabulous.
Which will be phenomenal.
Which is a reason to go to a gig in and of itself. This is going to be awesome. Loom World 4 happening this weekend at Whammy and at Whammy Backroom. There is tiered ticketing as well. Mid-wage is $12. Waged is $15. And then if you want four, you can buy four tickets for $38. I like what you've done there. It's a good system.
Yeah, I try to be honest with it. Because we've got both rooms. We usually do one room. So I'm like, everybody come, everybody come. So I want to make it affordable. Don't want to make it, like, especially for local artists, right? We want to pay everyone, but we want to make it accessible.
Totally.
We want to make it easy to come. So
fantastic. Well, good on you, Liam. This sounds like a great gig. Tickets from Under the Radar. It is happening Saturday night. We're going to play another Karu track that just came out over the last week. It's a Nijin 101 Karu remix. And we'll see you on the dance floor. Cheers.
Y'all know the time. It's time for Nijin 101.
In the long time, the music's on the day. We'll be going them with Nazi Dread.
White on white sneaks, blue baggy jeans, got that green stone around your neck.
From the 1-8 freaks, so I know a little bit about fresh tea. Yes, we keep rapping and rocking that fresh tea. Jeans, cut with socks and jandals, and all her shirt beaded from a dress standard. Talk the bodies from a mile away, and you know they're coming when we get this flood.
Follow the leader, 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 follow the leader.
The ways of the freshman. Need your 101 if you will. So if you're feeling what we're saying, let me know. Join it.
Bounce on that 2 and 4, don't clap on that 1 and 3. You have your cappuccino, we on that cup of tea. Be rude to turn it down, so take it if it's free. Just keep it fresh, no matter where
you be.
Bounce on that 2 and 4, don't clap on that 1 and 3. You have your cappuccino, we on that cup of tea. Be rude to turn it down, so take it if it's free. Just keep it fresh, no matter where you be.
Time to lose.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.